Hare Krishna. Today is the most auspicious appearance of Lord Sri Narasimha. By this pastime of appearing in this world, Lord Narasimha is teaching all living entities that any living entity who by any amount of penance or austerities can try to become a very great controller of everyone and everything within this material world. But ultimately, the living entity is a tiny infinitesimal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. That is his constitutional position. And when living entity wants to assume the pivotal role, what is meant for Krishna to play, then such a living entity can create great atrocities. Like what Hiranyakashipu did in this world. So Lord comes in this particular form of Lord Narasimha to teach the world how there is no one equal to him. There is no one greater than him. No one can defeat him. No one can surpass him. Nobody can escape him. Nobody can threaten his pure devotee Prahlad. And Lord is supremely independent. And supremely good, supremely auspicious. Although supremely bhayankar, he is also supremely auspicious for his devotee. So, yasmat priya priya viyoga samyoga janma shoka agnina sakala yo nishudahyamanah dukkaushadam tadapi dukkama taddiyaham bhuman brahmami vadame tavadasya yogam. Prahlad is asking, in this world, everybody wants, there are things which are pleasing, that which are painful. We are brought in contact with painful things and we are separated from pleasing things. That is the way this material world is. Therefore, everybody is burning in the fire of material existence. And the solutions that are materially found out by doctors, scientists and researchers becomes a greater problem than the problem itself. So, my dear Lord, we want to abandon this material world and come back to your lotus feet and engage in your eternal service, because you are supremely good. Your auspicious plan for the living entity is also supremely good. And being at your lotus feet and serving you is the supremely good activity for us. So, when will that time come when I can return back to your lotus feet and engage in your service? Otherwise, the material world is filled with problems and the solutions we bring about are greater than the problems themselves. So, Prahlad Maharaj rightly understood and taught us how the foolishness of Hiranyakashipu to become independent, to dominate the material world, to lord over the jivas and to become supreme by his own penances and austerities, and to not only compete with the Supreme Lord, but try to kill him. How it is the height of foolishness. So Prahlad proved it to the world. Although we may think this is a story that happened long, long ago in this world, and how is it relevant to the modern day man, the same mentality of Hiranyakashipu, attraction for woman and wealth, is extremely prominent in this modern day materialistic civilization. And that same one-sided material approach of wanting to dominate the material nature is there in the modern man. And Srila Prabhupada, as the ideal follower of Srila Prahlad Maharaj, so he established this movement to teach us to follow in the footsteps of the great soul Prahlad and cultivate the tender devotion to the Supreme Lord by becoming his servant, chanting his holy name, performing Navavidha Bhakti, and attaining the shelter of his lotus feet eternally. If we didn't get this glorious path, we would be misled into the modern day civilization and making an effort to become a tiny Hiranyakashipu. Definitely, we would be burning in the fire of material existence. But we have been saved by Srila Prabhupada and the entire Guru Parampara. On this auspicious day, as Prahlad expressed his gratitude to Narada Muni, we can express our gratitude to our spiritual master to Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas in the Guru Parampara for removing us from this shokagnina, sakala yonishu dahyamanaha, from this fire of material existence and placing us in loving devotional service to Krishna at his lotus feet. And the chanting of the holy name, if it is done well and heard well, then as Prahlad did smaranam, that is possible. Prabhupada says shravanam and kirtanam leads to smaranam. So Prahlad is actually standing for remembrance of the Lord continuously at every moment. So he even completely forgot what the Father is trying to do for him externally. He was oblivious to that. So may our chanting of the holy name help us absorb our consciousness in such a loving remembrance that we can remain aloof from the ill effects of the material world and relish the sweetness of Lord's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.